Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Homer Chamber of Commerce hosted a luncheon at the Lands End Resorts Wednesday to talk about the Homer Harbor expansion plans. Brian Hawkins, Port Director, Harbor Master for the Homer Port and Harbor, and Aaron Flinor, President of the Homer Marine Trades Association, were the featured guests, talking about the economic impact of the large vessel expansion plans and Homer Marine Trades. The need for large vessel harbor initially started in 2004 in partnership with the Corps of Engineers and the DOT to look at the feasibility and scope of the proposed project. At that time, several factors led to the project to be placed on hold while searching for solutions. As time passed, several of those factors have changed. Hawkins said,
"Biggest news, I guess, is that Colonel De La Rosa with the Army Corps of Engineers has designated that Homer's port expansion is his number one new start for the state of Alaska. So this is the project that he's promoting to get funding so that we can start the general investigation. It requires, in order to build something like this, it requires a general investigation. It's a three-year study that costs $3 million. The breakdown is 50% federal and 50% local. We're working to split the local costs with the state and to partner with the state on that too. So then the partnership would be Corps, state, and city. So what we're waiting for actually in DC is for the Corps of Engineers to get their 2022 budget. And in that budget, we hope to see that Homer's New Start project for $1.5 million for the Corps and authorization to begin the study. And when they get that, we're off to the races."
The project cost is estimated to be about $150 million to build. That would require dredging and building a revetment wall. Once built, the size of the large vessel fleet the Homer Harbor currently houses is anticipated to double. Construction expected to take between 3 and 5 years to build, with at the soonest something being there by 8 years or around 2030. Even though time has little effect on daily life here in Alaska, here's a simple reminder to change your clocks on Saturday. It's spring, we spring forward to daylight saving time. Sunday, we change our clocks to fall back to standard time. As people turn their clocks back this weekend for the end of daylight saving time, authorities are asking everyone to test their smoke alarms. Kenai Fire Chief Tony Pryor told KSRM,
"Yeah, as always, we like to try to get that PSA out there that any time we do the daylight savings time is the perfect time for you to check the batteries and replace them in your smoke detectors. Also, when you're looking at those or replacing them, make sure that the detectors are no more than 10 years old. We recommend you replace them after 10 years of service anyways. So that's a great time when you're replacing those batteries to also take a look at the manufacture date of the detectors and determine if it's time to actually replace them or not."
But there's a growing number of Americans not on board with changing their clocks back and forth. ABC's Will Gans says,
"In the last 4 years, 19 states have enacted legislation or passed resolutions to provide for year-round daylight saving time. But can these states just go rogue and keep their clocks the same all year round? Not quite. Congress would need to pass a federal law to make the switch to year-round daylight saving time. That's because it was a federal law, the 1966 Uniform Time Act, that got us into this in the first place, though daylight saving time has been around since World War I as a way to conserve coal. Since then, the Department of Transportation claims that the switch saves energy, prevents accidents, and curbs crime rates." Will Gans, ABC News, New York.
More details, RadioKenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.